Reading a system at a glance, the 30-second check at arrival, before you pull a single PAL, your eyes, ears, nose, and hands can triage a system in under a minute, a fast arrival check that points your full diagnostic in the right direction. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is, before any gauges, before any meter, there's a 30-second size-up you do the moment you walk up to a system. It's not a full diagnosis, it's triage. Your senses gather a pile of free information that tells you where to point the real diagnostic. Experienced techs do this without thinking. Newer techs skip it and dive straight into pulling panels, then miss the obvious. This article makes the size-up explicit so you build the habit. The goal: in under a minute, form a first hypothesis and know which direction to work. How it works: your senses are instruments. Sight, sound, smell, and touch each pick up symptoms that narrow the field before you spend time on detailed testing. A unit that's silent tells you something different than one that's straining. A burnt smell, a frozen line, a flooded base pan, a tripped breaker. These are all visible or audible in seconds, and they reshape where you look first. The size up doesn't replace the detailed work, it aims it. In the field, walk up and run the senses roughly in this order. Listen first before you even touch it. Is anything running? A straining compressor, a buzzing contactor, a screeching bearing, a clicking that won't catch. Sound tells you whether you have a dead system, a struggling system, or a system that runs but won't cool. Silence means start at power and controls. Straining means start at the machinery. Look at the outdoor unit. Condenser coil packed with cottonwood / grass, fan spinning or stalled. Disconnect pulled or breaker tripped, oil stains, refrigerant leak with the oil, ice on the lines, crushed line set, bee/ wasp nest in the cabinet, half your no-cools show themselves here. Check the disconnect and breaker. Tripped breaker or blown fuse instantly reframes the call. Now you're hunting why it tripped, not why it won't cool. A pulled disconnect might be a previous tech or the homeowner. Smell. A hot electrical/ ozone smell near the cabinet means something overheated. Windings, a cap, contacts. A burnt smell at the furnace means a different conversation. Your nose catches things a meter takes minutes to find. Touch safely. Suction line should be cool and sweating and cooling. If it's warm, dry, or iced, that's a refrigerant or airflow flag. The cabinet running hot, lines frosted, a fan motor too hot to hold. All data. Step inside. Filter condition, the single most common root cause of no cool and no heat. Thermostat reading and set point, supply air temp at a register, water in the secondary pan or a tripped float, the age and condition of the equipment. A black, packed filter changes your whole approach. Form a first hypothesis. By now you should be able to say this looks like an airflow problem, or this is a power problem, or this is a refrigerant problem, and that's where your detailed diagnostic starts. You'll confirm or kill the hypothesis with real measurements, but you're no longer starting from zero. Common faults and what they mean from the size up alone. Silent system. Tripped breaker. Electrical fault somewhere. Locked rotor. Grounded motor. Shorted wiring. Don't just reset it. Condenser caked in debris. High cabinet heat. Condenser can't reject heat to expect high head. Marginal cooling. Clean before you judge the charge. Frosted suction line/ iced indoor coil. Airflow restriction or low charge. Note it now. You'll sort which after it thaws. Black. Clogged filter. Airflow starvation. Can mimic low charge, freeze a coil, or trip a furnace limit. Often the root cause. Oil stain at a fitting or coil. Refrigerant leak. The oil rides out with a refrigerant. Leak search is in your future. Standing water/ tripped float. Clogged condensate drain. Maybe the reason the whole system is dead. Straining compressor that won't start. Capacitor, hard start, or a mechanical/ electrical compressor issue. Meter confirms. Tech tips and gotchas. Don't let the size up become the diagnosis. It points you, it doesn't prove anything. Confirm with measurements before you condemn or charge. The obvious thing is obvious for a reason. Techs blow past the tripped breaker and packed coil because they're too simple. They're also frequently the answer. Check them first. They're free. Talk to whoever's home for 10 seconds. When did it start? Did anything happen? Storm, power flicker, someone working on it, reframes the call instantly. A power surge story explains a fried board faster than any meter. Note safety flags up front. Scorching. A melted disconnect. Water near electrical. A gas smell. These change the job before you do anything else. Safety/ code notes. If you smell gas, treat it as a leak first. Don't energize or spark anything until it's cleared. A tripped breaker or blown fuse is protecting against a fault. Find the fault. Never just reset or upsize. Standing water around electrical components is a shock hazard. Kill power before reaching in.